Good morning of Friday. Really? Post-fun drive? 3.5 days? Unbelievable. Alan Chartok with us. Alan, obviously the most loyal listening audience on planet Earth.
That's correct. And we love them. And everybody just did everything they could so that we could get back to programming in a record time. And here we are. We had a special round table yesterday. I heard from one guy this morning who said that Rich Honan, who leans to the right and is a conservative and was on our special program yesterday morning, is too conservative. He's not real. And then I heard from another guy who said, you're too left. And we always make it plain that I am acting in that political observer role, as everybody else who comes on that program is. So look, there are always going to be people who are unhappy, but look at all the thousands who are happy as a result of what the station did and gave money and helped out with a wonderful arrangement that we had to feed those people who didn't have enough food. And one after another, people stepped up to the plate to do that. So it was a great fun drive, and I'm incredibly thankful for that.
And we'll be back.
Yes. You know, you do it 3 times a year because there's just no question about it. You need money to run a radio station. And $1 million is an incredible amount of money. And first the lockbox, and we saved a lot of on-air time by doing that. And then for our wonderful people, many of whom gave to the lockbox and then gave again during the fun drive. It's an amazing group of people. I've never seen anything like it anywhere else in the United States. It is a very special community.
Well, let's go to the special community we call America in a presidential race. Donald Trump says he will accept election results now, quote, if I win.
Well, look, the problem here is that he, I am sure, thought he was being funny and revving up his crowd. Nevertheless, he's not, because the signal that he is giving to too many people is the election is rigged. If an election is rigged, then the name of the game is to unrig it. It's highly irresponsible. Republicans of all stripes are opposed to this kind of rhetoric, and they've made it clear again and again. People like the Bushes and others have let it out that this is not the way we can run a country or a government. I think that even the people who work for him have said, oh, no, he'll accept, or his own family, he'll accept the results. But he doesn't say that. And so you can only believe what somebody says, because if you don't, you're a fool.
Interesting column by David Sanger in the New York Times. The hawk on Russian policy, Clinton, not Trump.
Look, Clinton is a tough lady. That's what you need in the presidency. I mean, Barack Obama is tough, but the fact is that his exterior is mild. Hillary doesn't have Barack Obama's ability to connect with people, and what you see with her is somebody who you know has a lot of intestinal fortitude. Her ability in these debates has been nothing short of extraordinary. No matter what he says, she doesn't let him get under her skin. And if you're going to be president of the United States and you're going to deal with Vladimir Putin and others, that's the way that you've got to be. Look, international relations is extremely difficult. Putin has had his successes, no question. But for Donald Trump to continually say that Putin's excesses are because of Hillary Clinton and at the same time encourage Putin to hack our mail and others, that is an extraordinary thing. And he has certainly shown a penchant for approving of Putin. How this plays out with the American people, I don't know. For some reason, Democrats always have been seen as the weaker people when it comes to dealing internationally. But it's not true. Look at Harry Truman. Look at FDR. What I can say is look at the facts.
Finally, Alan, Wall Street's top prosecutor, Preet Bharara, just schooled a room full of New York bankers at an event for the New York Federal Reserve's annual conference on banking culture, where someone had asked him why he speaks at events with people who may not be his biggest fans. His response was, I really like the sound of nervous laughter.
I think Preet Bharara is a man who likes to slay dragons. And there are a lot of American people who think, you know, that if a kid goes in and holds up a grocery store, they're going to get a lot of years in prison. But the bankers got off scot-free that they were too big to fail. Once again, Bharara takes a look at the public temperament as well as who breaks the law and says, if you break the law, you go to jail. Look, there are a lot of nervous bankers at this point. And when he goes and he says that to them, he's saying it for a reason, which is clean up your act.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, get rest. Have a great weekend. And again, thank you to all our listeners.
We will. And you too, David. You're magnificent.